hang on here.
Hi, Chris. Chris, my name is Paul, and Tara wanted me to get you a reduced rate here. So you're looking at $299. That's an exact amount, $299.00. It's a fixed flat rate, and the calls come to you. So no matter how many calls you get or jobs you do, it is that exact amount, and it will never vary. It will never go up, not even by a penny. There's no taxes or fees or surcharges or lead fees. So it's a lot more affordable than paying for leads, but it's also a lot more profitable. You know, people will call you when they're ready to hire you, and they're calling you directly. Is that something you might want to hear a little bit more about?
You cut out on me right whenever you cut out on me the last second.
Oh, I was just asking if, you know, being that it's a flat rate of $299 with the calls coming directly to you, I think that's going to be more affordable for you than paying for leads, but it's also more profitable. I'd be happy to get you more details and answer any questions if you think, at least on the surface, that might be a better fit for your business.
Yeah, I'd probably do it. I'll have to see if I can cancel Angie first.
Well, I know you can. I mean, I've been in this industry long enough to remember long before it was Angie. Well, of course, not too long ago it was Home Advisor, but long before that it was called Service Magic. And I'm very familiar with that service. I think it's probably in the hundreds now over the 9 or 10 years that I've been in this industry speaking with business owners that have used the same service that you're using. I know you can cancel that service. I know you can even put them on pause right now on your smartphone. You can pause your leads right away. So you're definitely able to get yourself free and clear of that. And it sounds like something you would want to do, being that you're getting charged even $150 per lead. With us, though, like I said, it's a flat rate. We'll create the content for you to pop up on that first page. So, I mean, Google looks for relevant content. The businesses that appear on that first page, obviously, because that's where we look when we don't know who to call, your potential customers in the area will find you as a top option. Many will call you ready to hire you for your services, and the businesses that are on the first page have more opportunities and take on more phone calls and more jobs, but they're only there because they've got the right content and the relevant information that the search engines will look for. So it's not just Google and Bing, Yelp, you've got Facebook, you've already got super pages. Go ahead.
I said you can't do no better than $299.
Well, you know, $299 is a reduced rate here because you've got a bad experience with the other company here. But you're also a new business, right? You're just a couple of years in. Let me ask you, though, how far typically would you want to go? About 40, 50 miles?
I go a couple of hours.
You will?
I normally go a couple of hours.
Okay, so I certainly would not want to shrink your service area down just to make it more affordable for you. There's a $99 setup fee that I'd be happy to waive for you, and that $299 is actually a 50% reduction in the cost. You're going to save $300 every single month that you're with us, so it is a fixed rate and a flat rate. Again, I would reduce your setup fee from $99 down to $0. What I want to do here, I know Tara says you don't really want a website, but consumers want to see the kind of work that you do, and they'd like to see before and after photos. I know you've got a Facebook page, and we can link that Facebook page right to a website. If I include a website for you at no additional cost, kind of build it, host it, maintain it, even update it for you, that will ensure a steady stream of high-quality phone calls from people who know more about your company and the services you provide. They're calling you at that point for a good reason. They think, this is my guy. I hope he answers. I hope he's available. I hope he's got a fair price. If I can include the website for you at no additional cost and waive your setup fee, still get you found throughout your entire service area, I'm sure that's fair enough on a month-to-month basis, no contract, to get this going and kind of earn your business, right?
Yeah, that sounds pretty good.
Yeah. Hey, you'll be able to track it. I mean, you'll get 24/7 access to what we call your client dashboard. You can see exactly how much work you're getting, where that work is coming from. You'll see the breakdown of the keywords and search phrases you're listed for, how many times you're popping up on that first page for each search. You'll know which clients found you from the local map, from paid ads, from individual directories, or from your website. Now, you'll get direct phone calls. Everything's got the click-to-call feature, and most of the time it will just be people calling you directly. There will be a contact form, so maybe it's after hours and people fill that form out on your website. When that happens, you get a text message and an email so you can follow up with them right away. Now, whether they contact you by phone or through your website, it's still a flat rate. You're not paying extra for those leads. Anything they type into that form repopulates on your tracking and your reporting, so you know how much work you're getting, you know where it's coming from, you even do know who to follow up with. Now, did you have any other questions for me at this point, Chris?
No, so I mean, it'll be $299, that's it, $299.
That's an exact amount.
You're
yes,
gonna set it up. You're gonna set it up for me and everything.
Correct. Yeah, I would actually waive the setup fee that normally would attach to that first month, save you a little bit more money here, and it would be that exact amount. It's a fixed flat rate. It'll never go up. No taxes, no fees, no surcharges. There's no lead fees. You're not paying a percentage of your profits. Again, the calls come to you. 15 jobs a month or 50 jobs a month, big jobs or small, it would only ever be that exact flat rate. So it's a lot easier to budget for. It's a lot more affordable. It's also more profitable. You know, you're going to reach a much larger target audience. You're not chasing down the same lead that your competitors are chasing down, or dealing with someone who's expecting several bids and several phone calls and might only be looking for an estimate to try and budget for something in the future. When people are ready and looking for the right company to call, you will be one of those top options. Obviously, I'm sure you use Google yourself. You know you will not be the only company that pops up when someone looks for site preparation or land clearing, grading, excavation, and whatever they might type in. You're not going to be the only company that pops up on that first page. And ultimately, not everyone who sees you on that first page will decide to call you. But the ones that do, they're going to call you directly and specifically and pretty much ready to hire you. It's kind of that old football adage. You know, on any given Sunday, the worst team can beat the best team as long as they're on the same playing field. I'm not saying you're the worst. You could be the best, but we have to get you on that playing field, which in this case is that first page of Google. That's really where most people start and stop their searching. Once you are on that first page, though, even though you're just a couple of years in as a company, you can get the job and out-compete the bigger, more established guys. We just got to get you on that first page. Now, it's 4L Land Management, right? That's how you would want the company to be branded online?
Yeah.
And then I noticed that the phone number that we are speaking on, that's the same number on the Facebook page, so that is the best number for your customers to call, right? The business number?
They get you there any time of the day or night.
Okay, perfect. And then that is your personal number, too, so that's the best number for us to reach you? Okay. And it is, I imagine, it's a smartphone, right? You can receive a text message on that number?
Yeah.
Okay, perfect. Yeah. Yeah, Chris, like I said, most of the time you'll just get direct phone calls, though, but if they fill out the lead form on your website, you'll get a text message and an email. As far as the email goes, if it's a business email, we'll list it physically on the website for people to see. If it's more of a personal email, it would be hidden. No one would need to see it. It would, though, still be attached to that contact form. Chris, what is a good email address, sir, either for you or for your company? This would also be used for us to contact you regarding your account. Certainly for longer pieces of information that we want you to have for your records, we'll email it to you. Did you, though, have a preference as to how we contact you? Phone, text, email, any of those, all of those?
Phone or text, it don't matter.
Phone or text, okay. And then what is a good email address for you or for your company?
It's lowe.christopher@yahoo.com.
Okay, and that's last name dot first name at yahoo.com, correct?
That's correct.
Okay, perfect. And then, Mr. Lowe, I did want to ask you about Well, there is a physical address. Tara did find that Angie's or Home Advisor profile connected to your phone number, and it's got 556 Gandy Drive. Correct me if I'm wrong, though. You are service-based. You go out to the customer. No one ever does come to you. There's no physical address, no showroom or brick-and-mortar where... Yeah. Okay, so there's no address that we would promote for your business online. Is that 556 Gandy, is that a residence?
Yeah, that's my house.
That's your home, okay. And that's exactly why I was asking, Mr. Lowe. I mean, Google knows that most service-based businesses where you're going out to the customer, most service-based businesses are, in fact, run from the home. And even if that were a shop or a small office where you did your paperwork, since customers don't come to you, Google's not going to want to list any physical street address for you. They wouldn't actually want anyone to be able to drive out there and try to knock on your door any more than you would, especially since you're out in the field most of the day. So you're not going to see that physical address appear anywhere online. Now, Chris, if you don't have any other questions for me at this point, I would do just a couple of things. One, I'll be scheduling a follow-up call with our technician. We call it a client interview. That's kind of where we dot the I's and cross the T's and verify information off of your Facebook page and information I've got. We're going to want to know, you know, the hours of operation that you want to be listed for, the forms of payment that you accept, if you've got a mission statement, motto, tagline, slogan, etc., what's unique about your business. If you want, for example, to be branded as knowledgeable, trustworthy, client satisfaction, job one, that type of thing, we would take care of all of that in that follow-up call. You do not need to be in front of a computer for that call. The other thing that I'll do now, and this actually does secure the listing for your business. We only work with one company per area and industry, so we'll be closing out this category officially after this phone call. I do need to read, it's required of us as a Google Premier partner, a voice verification. It does get recorded through the computer. It attaches to your account as an added form of protection for you, so you know it is a month-to-month service, that it's the fixed flat rate of exactly $2.99, never a penny more, that we're even waiving your setup fee and including that website for you. Now, Chris, the voice verification is recorded, but you can stop me at any time if you have a question or if you want me to clarify the intent of my question. It is, however, pretty straightforward. I am, like I said, required to read it before I can even ask you for any form of payment, but if everything makes sense at the end, we can move forward from there. Is that fair?
Yeah, let's get it.
Okay, Chris, give me just a second then to get that set up. All right. Mr. Lowe, it reads as follows. It says, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. Chris, this part of the call will, in fact, be recorded for quality assurance to outline your service agreement, and it is an added form of protection for you. It says, in order to ensure the accuracy of your order, and for the sake of the recording this time, Chris, can you please restate the name of your company as you want that to appear online?
4L Land Management.
Perfect. That is exactly how I have that. And then, Mr. Lowe, please state your name and your official title within the business.
Christopher Lowe, owner and operator.
Okay. And, Mr. Lowe, as the owner and operator of 4L Land Management, you are then, of course, authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of your business, right?
Yeah.
Of course, you make all the decisions for your company. And then, Christopher, for the billing information that you will be using for our services, Mr. Lowe, are you also an authorized user on that account as well?
Yes.
Okay. Now, Mr. Lowe, as you might well imagine, to get results as fast as possible, it is important that you're actively involved in your campaign, since our job is to make sure that the people in your area who need your services are in fact able to reach out and contact you directly. We specifically request that you do in fact agree to be both receptive and responsive in a timely fashion to phone calls, emails, text messages coming from both my company and from your potential customers. Mr. Lowe, of course, you would agree to that, right?
Yeah.
perfect. It also says in hiring local splashers or certified marketing representative, we do ask that you continue to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement. Like I said, we are already aware that you've got that Facebook page. We can even put a link of that Facebook page right onto your website. The reason that we ask is all of the additional content that we'll be creating for your company. We certainly would not want you to pay someone else for services that we're already providing. And then equally, or maybe even more important, is that we'll make sure that all of your business information online is accurate and consistent. So we're not actually saying you cannot hire someone else, although you definitely will not need to. We're just saying if you decide to hire someone else who you think might also create content for your business online, Christopher, we ask that you do let us know so we can make sure that that information is accurate and consistent. Mr. Lowe, that's fair enough, right?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. We're going to do what's called a NAPW audit. It stands for name, address, phone number, and website. Of course, we'll be the ones to create that website. And like I said, we'll make sure that no physical address appears for your business online. We'll do that audit in the beginning, and we do it periodically too. But if anything new comes along, it's just a good idea to let us know. Now, with all of the reductions in the costs that I'm including, and again, that means waiving your setup fee altogether, reducing the cost of your subscription from $5.99 down to the fixed flat rate of exactly $2.99, with it being month-to-month and with the website included, this next part reads as follows. It says your payment for the initial term, including the one-time setup fee, which I'm actually, like I said, going to waive altogether here, will be charged today's date, the 26th of July, in the very discounted total amount of exactly $299.00. Christopher, once again, that $299 is both a fixed rate and a flat rate, meaning it will never go up, not at any time, not for any reason, not even by a penny. It is, in fact, an exact amount, never any taxes or fees or surcharges of any kind. Of course, there's no lead fees whatsoever. The calls will come directly to you. This does include content on Google, Bing, all the additional relevant directories, and voice-activated searches, too, like Google Home, Amazon Alexa, Siri on a smartphone, etc. We'll also be including a Google-compliant, mobile-optimized, and conversion-driven website. Now, that landing page is also included at no additional cost, which means we'll build it, host it, maintain it, and even update it for you, included at no additional cost. Christopher, when the term is completed, the agreement will be set to automatically renew with recurring billing on the 26th of the month, and that same exact fixed flat rate of $299, and again, that rate will never go up. As it is a month-to-month service offered completely at will, that does, of course, mean that you can discontinue the agreement at any time for any reason. No questions asked, no fees involved. You can also pause it, too, whether you get more work than you can take on, need to go on vacation, or even pause the service seasonally, you can do so by simply contacting our client support team. Mr. Lowe, all that we do request to prevent charges to your next month of service is that you would contact our client support team at least 3 days before your billing date. Christopher, that's simply because we are, in fact, closed on the weekend. Mr. Lowe, do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
Okay. And Christopher, that does in fact conclude the voice verification here. And Mr. Lowe, that first payment, is that going to be on a MasterCard, Visa, American Express, or Discover? What does work best for you, sir?
MasterCard.
And is it your name on the card, the business name, or both? How does that appear?
Just my name.
And is it Christopher Lowe, no middle initial?
Christopher J. Lowe.
J. Okay. And then you said that was a MasterCard, Mr. Lowe. I'm actually ready for that number whenever you are, sir.
5113.
Okay.
6000.
Yes, sir.
0134.
Okay.
6170.
Okay. And then the expiration month and year?
11 or 22.
11/20/22, and then the last three digits on the back of the card.
952.
You said
952.
Gotcha, 952. So I've got 952, and then it was 11 or November of 2022 as the expiration date. And then I know that some of these numbers got transposed here, right in the middle there, but it's 5113, and then it was 6000, 0134, and then 6170. Is that correct?
Yep.
Okay, perfect. And does that bill at the home address then, the 556 Gandy Drive, 7594?
Not for that card, it's not.
Not for that card, it's not? Okay. And then what is the actual billing address of that card?
1595.
Mm-hmm.
Carter's Ferry Road, F-E-R-R-Y.
Is that still in Hemp Hill?
Malum.
Okay. And the zip code there?
75959.
75959. And was that 1595, you said?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Now, in about a minute here, you are going to receive a confirmation email through our automated system. It does, in fact, have our client support phone number on there, but if you do have a pen handy, I'd be more than happy to give you that information now.
No, it's okay.
Okay, you'll receive it by way of email. And the zip code then, again, did you say that was 79595?
75959.
Now, there's something a little glitchy on my keyboard. That's the second time. 75959. Okay, I apologize for that.
Yeah.
Now, you can, by the way, reach a live client support agent Monday through Friday, and that's going to be 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. That is Central Time. You can email the support team 24/7. If you email the support team, they will follow up with you within that following business day. Now, you'll receive all of that information by way of email in about a minute. You'll also receive an
additional... How can I cancel Angie leads?
Okay, so yeah, you can give them a phone call and speak with them directly. Do you have that number, or do you want me to find it for you?
I got it.
You got it. Okay. Now, you're also going to receive an additional email. The first month's invoice will be emailed out to you separately. There is on the invoice email, I should say, there's a link to the written terms and conditions, Mr. Lowe. That's everything that we did just go over in the voice verification provided for you in writing. You'll also receive that link by direct text message. Depending on who your phone carrier is, you may even receive that text message before you receive the email, but when you receive one or the other, please do let me know. I did want to walk you through just a couple of things there. The only other order of business on my end is to schedule that follow-up call with our technician. Once again, Mr. Lowe, you do not need to be in front of a computer for that particular phone call. We do schedule by the hour, but the call takes about half that time. I can get you in at 1 o'clock, or there's also this afternoon, 3, 4, and then 5 o'clock. The call would get...
5 o'clock would probably be better.
You said 5?
Yeah.
Okay. So it's going to be scheduled from 5 o'clock until 6 o'clock. Like I said, the call itself would get to you just a few minutes after 5 in that case, get you off the phone pretty close to 5:30. You're going to receive a reminder email through our automated system an hour prior to that, and I'm also going to send you a calendar invite right to your phone, or not to your phone, to your email address, I should say. Now, that's going to say Local Splash CIENG. That just stands for Client Interview to be Conducted in English. Sometimes people ask me what that means. It's really more for your records, Mr. Lowe. You do not need to respond to it, although many people do, and no problem if you do. Christopher, did you happen to receive either the text message or the email that our automated system? You did. So the text message goes right where we need it to go. If you open up the invoice email, it's got the invoice at the bottom, and in the body of the email, it's got please click here to accept the subscription terms. If you click on the blue click here, it goes to where that
text
message
should go. Well, I don't have good service right here where I'm at.
Are you not able to open up that text message? I run into this a lot when people are out in the field, so it's okay if you can't. But if possible, I'd like to just walk you through a little bit here. If not, I have to explain
how
it
to
you.
How long will it take? I don't have much time left.
It's going to take one more minute. If you can open up that text message, I just got to walk you through at the very bottom of it, just so you can confirm that you've received this information. It allows us to verify that you're an active business and to do that initial NAPW audit to make sure any information that's out there is accurate and to fix it if it's not. So it allows us to get a head start on your account here. And like I said, it's just going to take a minute if you're able to open that up.
It says username and password.
You're perfect. You're good. You're good to go. It's just thinking the automated system thinks that you're trying to access your tracking system, so it is asking you to log in. The username is your phone number, no dashes, spaces, or parentheses, but it does include the area code. In the next couple of days, though, once your tracking system is actually up and active, you'll get that username and a default password emailed out to you as well as sent by text. And at that point, you can log into your account and start tracking everything. You can update the username, or not the username, sorry, you can update the password. Your username is going to be fixed. It's easy to remember and easy for us to access. It's just your phone number. But other than that, you're all set and squared away for that follow-up call that is scheduled for later on today. I appreciate the time that you've given me here, and we're really looking forward to getting this going, getting your phone ringing. You have a wonderful rest of the day, Mr. Lowe.
All right, bud. You too.
Thank you. Thanks a lot, Christopher. Take care.